the OTB Podcast Network.
But one of the other things that we've been talking about, we've been banging on about this idea for a number of years, was to go through each county and see who would actually be their top four sports people, who would be on their Mount Rushmore. If we could commission proper architects and, you know, your man McLeod from Grand Designs, and there was no better place to start than Mayo, because obviously they're the county with the biggest egos, and so you know, they've had the greatest sporting lineage of all time. And speaking of egos, Nathan Murphy, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Why me first? Why me?
Well, you insisted is the truth. So come here. This is actually not that hard for most counties. There are some counties where it's going to be very difficult. You know, Dublin's going to be difficult. Cork is going to be difficult. Galway might be difficult. With Mayo, is it actually that difficult? Have there been four standout candidates? Is it one standout candidate and three others? Is it two standout candidates? What you tell us where we are with this.
Well, I have slept somehow during this global pandemic quite soundly. But last night, having to try and whittle this down to four people, I barely slept at all. There are two standout candidates that automatically were straight on the list. And then there's about 10 people fighting for the last two spots. All-Ireland winners, well, you know, that's where it gets a little bit difficult. How many All-Ireland medals do you need to get on this? How far back in history are we going? Because obviously this is in some ways a personal selection that I'm trying to do on behalf of the people of Mayo, though judging by my Twitter feed, it isn't going to be an enjoyable few hours after this. So, yeah. Do you have to have been born and grown up in Mayo? Is second generation Mayo just fine?
Yes. Well, let's just for clarity here. The last Mount Rushmore item I remember doing off the ball was Adrian Barry doing his Westmeath Mount Rushmore. And I'm sure he's going to do a final definition of this soon. But he picked Paddy O'Shea on his Westmeath Mount Rushmore. So that goes to tell you, you can not only be not born in the county or not have relatives to the county, you can just be an honorary man or woman of that county. So whatever you please, Nathan, it is up to you in terms of the timeline. We naturally assume that you're going to be picking people based on recency bias. It is your Mount Rushmore as much as anything else. Your name is going to be inscribed at the bottom right corner after this is done.
Okay. Okay. Do you want me to get into it?
Let's go for your first two there, the definites.
All right. Number one, straight up, top of the list, no questions asked, Cora Staunton. Four All-Ireland titles by the age of 22. She brought Mayo to seven All-Ireland finals. She won six Club All-Ireland titles, 11 All-Stars, also won a Women's FAI Cup back in 2006 with Mayo, and is quite simply the greatest ladies footballer of all time and Mayo's greatest footballer. Cora Staunton, nobody can dispute her place on Mayo's Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so we're getting into the medals matter here.
Well, she has it all. She has the talent, she has the story, and she has all the medals. All the medals. And she covers everybody else in terms of medals, so it's fine. Yeah, I think that by the end of this, there's going to be a lot of All-Ireland medals. Cora may have them all, but it's still a lot of All-Ireland medals. Second on the list, there are two real icons in Mayo, Crow Patrick and Lee McHale's legs. Lee McHale's legs alone would deserve to get him onto this. But add in the fact he's one of Mayo's greatest ever footballers, and what he did with the basketball team in Ballina in the 90s, I think, earns him his place among many similar style of talented footballers of that 90s Mayo side. There's many of them who've lost 2-3 All-Ireland titles. So I think the fact he's won two National Cups and a Super League with Ballina in that sort of glorious era of basketball in this country, I think Lee McHale, for that reason, deserves his spot. As well as that, his undeniable talent and, if he hadn't been sent off wrongly by Pat McEnany, if he hadn't been completely screwed over by the people of Meath, he would be an All-Ireland, probably a multiple All-Ireland winner.
I think you should try and put Pat McEnany on this, because in the same way that Paddy O'Shea is totally entitled to be on the Westmeath one, if you guys, you know, it would actually be the perfect symbol for what makes Mayo such a great story. The heartbreak, the endless fear and loathing that they feel about the smell of want. If you were to put the smell of want on this mountain, the only way you could actually do it was to put Pat McEnany up so that the people of Mayo could come and throw rotten tomatoes. You could actually charge in. It would be free. except 2 days a year where you would have like an endless supply of rotten fruit that they could just throw at the mountain, and all the money would go to charity, obviously, you know. But Pat McEnany would get on Mayo's Mount Rushmore, and it would be an accurate representation of what it is to be a Mayo GAA fan.
No. Mayo Mick is obviously the head you're thinking of here, Jared. Not Pat. You need the Mayo Mick head up there.
Either one.
Remind everybody
Hold
who
on
he is.
1 second, lads. My laptop's about to die in typical Mayo fashion. We mightn't even get to the end.
while we're allowing Nathan to go charge up his laptop, I'm interested that this is the two. I suspect it's I know who's going to be the third in here as Nathan goes to get his charger. Like, so we've got Cora, we've got Lee McHale so far. Like, I'm predicting a lot of Kieran McDonald love here, Nathan. Is that who your number three is going to be?
It is not.
Oh.
I'm not saying he may not be on the list, but my number three, after much consideration and blinded by the fact that we give him so much abuse on a regular basis, sort of ignores the ridiculously good career he has had. He is Mayo's greatest celebrity fan now, which also helps him earn his place on Mayo's Mount Rushmore. My third choice is Kevin Kilbane. 110 caps. Kilbane is one of the most ridiculous records in modern day football. 10 consecutive years of international football without missing a competitive game. 66 straight games. It's insane. Like, we love to take the piss out of him. But what he did, fourth highest all-time caps holder, is ridiculous. And Mayo, I think we need a bit of variety in this list. And Kilbane is without question Mayo's greatest ever soccer player. And, you know, he wears the county on his sleeve, in his heart, wherever he goes in the world. Over in Canada, he's jogging around at the moment, fully kitted out in his Mayo tracksuit. And I just think the career he had, 10 years in the Premier League, 110 caps, and that 66. Like, it's one of the most underestimated records, I think, in Irish football. To go 10 years without missing a competitive game is just ridiculous.
You're just doing this so you're, A, guaranteed a spot at the wedding, and B, to try and help him get some kind of deal from the Mayo Tourism Board.
Busted. Is there going to be any tourism ever again?
I mean, who knows? If there is, Kev's going to be there. Look, I can't disagree with it, right? But what are your parameters for, like, he's a Mayo man, but he's also, like, if we were doing one for Preston, he'd be on that. So can you be on multiple? Can you be from different places? I'm certainly of the view that you can't. I can see how people are going to say no, but I can actually, you know, I concur, but we should tease this out.
Well, firstly, part of the issue I had is if we're going for second generation, which we are, like, does Darren Fletcher come into the mix? Has a holiday home down in Achill, is second generation? And then are you into the likes of Johnny Kilbane, who I think we discovered was some way distantly related to Kevin, former world boxing champion. Gene Tunney, who's second generation Mayo, former world heavyweight champion almost 100 years ago. But I just think Kilbane's connection with Mayo is stronger than most of those. And I think that means that he can be on this list ahead of those names.
So for anybody who doesn't know, Johnny Kilbane was the longest tenured world champion boxer, I think, up until like maybe Klitschko beat his amount of time that he was a world champion. He was actually born in Mayo and moved to Cleveland in the late 1890s, early 1900s. So like he is a proper Mayo man. There's a statue of him, I think, on Achill. A good documentary made about him on TG Carr a couple of years ago. So like, you know, if this was an all-time list and we were actually being historically accurate about it, then not having Johnny Kilbane on that list would be a bit ridiculous. But since it's your list, we might let you away with it.
How many All-Ireland finals did Johnny Kilbane bring me to?
Exactly.
You're a man, Nathan, who is obviously clearly easily swayed, right? You've been swayed by a corporate box ticket from Kevin Kilbane. Ray Moylert has had a campaign waged on his behalf on Twitter over the last 24 hours. You need to tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so Paddy Barnes, I think, was the first to respond, saying, well, obviously, if you're going for Mayo around Mount Rushmore, Ray Moylert has got to be there. European world boxing champion, at amateur level. So Mayo haven't had too many world champions down through the years. So Ray Moylett, he's had pretty much the entire Irish boxing fraternity get on board. So I think if it was a public vote, Ray Moylett would most definitely be on this. Unfortunately, Ray, you do not make Mayo's Mount Rushmore yet. There is still plenty of time in his career. Who knows? We may come back to this. We may have to knock one of these guys off and chisel in a new face of that of Ray Moylett. The fourth one was the most difficult because, so you have the likes of Ray Moylett, maybe somebody like Sinead Diver, who over the next 12 months or 18 months could go on and be thoroughly deserving of this. Historically, again, like Martin Sheridan is probably thereabouts, 5 Olympic gold medals, 9 Olympic medals in total, but we're talking well over 100 years ago. So,
sorry, Kevin Gilvan played a bunch of games in a row. This guy won 5 gold medals in the Olympics, doesn't even get a mention.
It's over 100 like years ago. It's over 100 years ago.
Okay, fair enough.
And then it's trying to decide, you know, do you put a second footballer on the list? So, should there be a male All Ireland medal winning footballer? You've got Dermot Flanagan, Tommy Langan were the two members of the 51 team that ended up on the team of the millennium. Willie Joe Padden was a name that came up again and again and again. I think if you're going for a player of that generation who didn't win an All-Ireland, I have Lee McHale already in, so Willie Joe unfortunately misses out.
David Brady won an All-Ireland.
He did. That's factually correct. So too, though, did Kieran MacDonald.
True.
And then you're into that sort of more modern era, that Kieran MacDonald is included, and also a Lee Keegan, Andy Moran, Mayo's only two footballers of the year. Lee Keegan, you could argue Mayo's greatest ever footballer. And this is where I was sweating all night. I just can't make the decision between Lee Keegan, Kieran MacDonald, or Martin Sheridan. This is the stress I have. I know nothing about Martin Sheridan aside from what I've read. It's well over 100 years ago. Was winning an All-Ireland medal easier in 1904 and 1906? I don't know.
Harder.
I don't know. Or maybe it was more difficult. He grew up in Bohol. He had to go and emigrate to America, where he went on to become one of the great American Olympians of his generation. Kieran MacDonald sort of sums up everything that Mayo is about. That it's not necessarily about the medals. It's about the story and the mystique and the journey. And he has all of that in spades. And it's hard to imagine a Mayo Mount Rushmore without Kieran MacDonald's cornrows. Like, it would be a difficult thing to sculpt, it's got to be said. It's going to probably add several years to the construction of this Mayo Mount Rushmore.
Let me tell you what the public say, right? Because this is obviously a public vote here. And Blake Forkin says... Blake Forkin says the Mac gets his own mountain built for him. Ronan Mullen, our own Ronan Mullen, says let's put Kieran MacDonald on the mountain 4 times. Hashtag OTB Mount Rushmore. Paddy Barnes obviously saying you got to get Ray Moylett on. Ray Moylett says, look, I could get a job labouring for the builders creating the Mayo Mount Rushmore, but that's the closest I might get to it. Keith Darcy obviously says McHale was a class act in 2 codes, still has that tan, did a drop-in session with our local basketball club last year, still a class act, still in shape. Look, I think he was your first one up, and certainly I can do that one. I can get behind that. Annette Freeman, our own Annette Freeman, says Sean Flanagan, Kieran MacDonald, Corrs Daunton, and Andy Moran. She's gone for him. Around the square, only one man, Kieran MacDonald. Kieran Mack, says Kieran Cunningham. Kilban, Cora, and Martin Sheridan. Is it Martin Sheridan?
Martin Sheridan, yeah.
Yeah. No, Killian O'Connor, top scorer in GA history, asks Liam Purcell. Kieran MacDonald with 4 different hairstyles, which is the same idea from Michael Devlin. Kevin Byrne says, once Martin Sheridan and Ray Moyle are on there, I'm happy, and I'm almost a card-carrying Mayo man myself. If Killer makes it, then Gene Tunney is a lock for number one, top of the mountain. Gene Tunney, I don't know, I don't know how on board the train of the Mayo heritage Gene Tunney was, so we could we might have opened up a can of worms here with that one.
Gene Tunney's parents were both from Kilchamaw, so I think he acknowledged his Mayo heritage. I'm not quite sure, you know, if he was Kevin Kilban levels of acknowledging it.
Yeah. Somebody here is saying, so I've just lost that comment there now. Martin Sheridan, coincidentally taken by the 1918 epidemic. Mm, this is poor Joyce on Twitter. I didn't know that. Corrs Daunton, Kieran Mack, the flying doctor, honorable mentions, David Brady, Stephen Rochford, and James Horan. So Rochford, obviously, unbelievably successful at club level.
Yeah, and if you're getting into what managers have done, maybe John O'Mahony deserves to be on that list. Obviously, dual All-Ireland winner, what he did with Leitrim, obviously brought Mayo to an All-Ireland final, so somebody who could well be in the running. But I've made my decision, and it's got to be.
Go on.
Kieran MacDonald. He just sums up what Mayo is all about. It's about the memories. It's about what could have been. And with Kieran MacDonald, there's just a general joy that he brought to people. And the fact that he's probably the most talented footballer this country has ever seen.
The gauntlet has been laid very much. I think, like, to be honest with you, I think you're actually bang on the money. It's not often I say this, but I think you're bang on the money with your Mount Rushmore. I think they are the four I would have gone for. And I think, you know what, people would be like, there's great people in the history of Mayo, but this is Nathan Murphy's Mount Rushmore. He can't turn back the clock and actually tell you how tough was it to win the discus in 1904. How tough was it to do back-to-back All-Irelands in the 1950s? Was it tougher than going so close to Dublin in the last 10 years? To be fair, it probably was tougher. But anyway, we can't say that for sure. We don't have the luxury of going back in time. So genuinely, I think that you've actually hit the nail on the head with that four, and I fully support the current Mayo Mount Rushmore.
That worries
essentially,
me.
Essentially, these Mount Rushmores are going to end up being the colour TV generation / the YouTube generation Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah, you would have to presume so because, well, there's a certain recency bias, but there's also what people have seen. So, in a way, it makes no sense not to pick the actual Mayo All-Ireland winners. And, say, the likes of Dermot Flanagan, Tommy Langan, who were in a team at the Millennium, clearly the people who voted for that, the journalists who could remember back that far, felt they were of a talent that deserved to be there. But all you hear is stories. I have obviously no memory of ever seeing them play. But these are the four, for me, that I won't say of the modern, because we can go back a little bit further than that. But I think this is a fairly solid four. And a Martin Sheridan probably can count himself quite unlucky.
Where does the Mount Rushmore in Mayo go? Is it on the side of Crowpatrick?
Oh, on the side of Crowpatrick, looking out over Clew Bay. You can go, you can admire it, and you can head into Westport then for a few pints of Matt Malloy's and a good old session.
A medium. For little medium. 0879-180-180 is the number to dox if you disagree with this. You can also get Nathan at Nathan Murph on Twitter. But that is it from us this morning. Are you ready for the backlash? We've got about a minute left here. Are you ready for the backlash that this is going to?
Well, I'm just wondering where it's going to come from. Who is the biggest fan club of the people? Well, I think we've already seen Ray Moylett as the biggest fan club of the people who've been left out. Like should I put Andy Moore in ahead of Kieran MacDonald? Andy Moore's a footballer of the year.
Yeah, you probably should have, yeah.
Lee Keegan, Footballer of the Year, four All-Stars.
I would say you're certainly at most threatened people who are still alive anyway, Nathan. That's probably the place to start.
I'm not worried about it. I can stand over this. Cora Staunton, Lee McHale, Kevin Kilban, and Kieran MacDonald. Worthy.
Right. Lee Keegan is our next guest on the OTB Kids Takeover. If anybody wants to ask a question like, how much of an asshole is Nathan Murphy for not putting Lee Keegan on his Mount Rushmore, then you've got a couple of minutes to get that in. 0879-180-180 is the number to use. Send that video for us. And if you missed anything from OTVM this morning, then listen back to the podcast. My favorite one was Gavin Boogie saying Stephen Cluxton, Jack McCaffrey, Dermot Connolly, and Dean Rock on the Mayo Mount Rushmore over Clew Bay. You could kick footballs at it, and they would just drift wide of the post at the last second as it looked like they were about to smack them on the forehead. Oh, just at the last second, the wide disease kicked in, and it didn't work. But sure, look, it's the journey, not the arrival, right?
Exactly, and Mayo's journey is never ending.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.